We broadcast next week from the Republican convention in Cleveland.
It's a chance to see Donald Trump take the Republican nomination, which is a chance that a number of prominent Republicans will pass up. So let's hear from a Republican who is staying home.
Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona welcomed us into his office yesterday. He's been dismayed by Trump's remarks about Mexicans, particularly the attacks on a Mexican-American judge. When Trump held a private meeting with Republican senators last week, he reportedly confronted Jeff Flake. Trump's campaign broadly denied those reports, so we asked Senator Flake himself to describe what happened.
Well, we had been in the meeting for about an hour, and I think I was the last one to have a question. So Leader McConnell called on me, and I stood up, and Donald Trump pointed at me and said, "You've been very critical of me." And I said, "Yes, I have." Then I mentioned the judge comments and his comments about those who cross the border being rapists, and said that we can't hope to win the White House using language like that.
What did he say in response?
Well, he reminded me that he was doing very well in Arizona, and that I wouldn't do so well in Arizona in my reelection. I reminded him that I wasn't up for reelection this year, and that a primary is much different than a general election. 14 million votes is impressive in a primary, but you've got to get to 65 million. And it doesn't help if only Republicans rally behind the Republican nominee. In Arizona, for example, there are more registered independents than there are Republicans. And I reminded him of that.
Well, let's pick up on something that he said. He said to you, you recall, I'm doing very well in Arizona. Is Donald Trump doing very well in Arizona, a state that Republicans have won for many years?
Well, I think the fact that he's having to come and campaign in Arizona instead of campaigning more in Ohio or Pennsylvania or Florida.
Traditional swing states.
Yes, shows that he's not doing as well as traditional Republicans have done. And I do think it's a comments that he's made. People want serious policy on something like immigration. That's very important to Arizona.
Why wouldn't he do well in Arizona with his statements on immigration? And I ask this because people who know a little bit about Arizona may know that there's been a big debate about immigration in Arizona, that it's right on the border, that there was an immigration law the state passed that was very controversial. Somebody might assume that Arizona is very much in line with his point of view.
You know, there are many who share his view. But I don't think it's a majority. I do think that people want a more serious policy. And saying that we're simply going to build a wall and force Mexico to pay for it is not a serious policy. And Arizonans know that. So there are some who share his view. But I don't think it's a majority of Republican voters, let alone the state as a whole.
Do you think the state then has evolved or moved in its feelings about immigration?
Arizona understands the issue well.
Precisely right, because there's been such a debate about it the
precisely,
last several years?
Yes, we've had that debate. We've gone that direction. And I think the state has taken a more reasonable, rational, enforceable position.
I'm asking a lot about Arizona for a couple of reasons, one of them being it's a red state. It's a red state that if you're a Republican presidential candidate, you would want to assume that you can win. Is Trump, in your view, in danger of losing Arizona?
He is. I think the polling shows it very close right now, and he could lose Arizona.
Dozens of Senate seats are up this year. There's a possibility of a change in control. Democrats thought they had a chance even before Trump was nominated. What are the odds that Republicans could lose control of the Senate in 2016?
Well, we obviously worry about that, and we're working very hard to make that not become the reality. But it is difficult, and I think it's more difficult when you have a candidate at the top that you don't feel comfortable running on those positions.
Is Donald Trump qualified to be president?
I don't want to say that. I think that, you know, the qualifications are 35 years old and a U.S. citizen. But I take issue with a lot of the positions he's taken. But I wouldn't question his qualifications.
You're not in a position of saying this is a person who just should not be president.
No, and I'm not part of the Never Trump movement. I want to be able to support our nominee. I really do. It's not a comfortable position to be where I am. But given some of the positions he's taken and his unwillingness to change those positions, and not just those positions, but the tone and the tenor of his campaign, then I find it difficult to do so.
I've heard from Republican voters, not necessarily Trump fans, but Republican voters who have expressed the view of Republicans like you who are skeptical of Trump. Come on, he's the nominee. Get on board. It's just a deal. Why are you dividing the party?
Yeah, and that's a persuasive argument to have that, you know, hey, if it's not him, it will likely be Hillary. And that is a persuasive argument. But I would say that some of us in some positions of elected office have to stand up and say, this is not where the party should be. If we don't, then I think the candidate feels no pressure to change.
Do you think of this argument you're making as a practical political argument, might lose, or a moral argument?
Oh, I think some of both. I think, frankly, you just can't take those kind of positions and win in November. And I think we have a responsibility. This is the party of Lincoln. And given some of the statements that have been made, I think that we're veering far from that.
When you talked about changing his positions, you mentioned the wall. You mentioned some of his remarks about Mexicans or Mexican-Americans. What else does he need to change?
Oh, the Muslim ban, you know, to apply a religious test for people to enter the country is just as far from who we are as Americans as you can be. And then I'm really concerned about this kind of Fortress America anti-trade policy, because we've got to have economic growth, and we're not going to have economic growth if we wall ourselves off.
What will you be doing while not at the Republican convention?
Oh, there's plenty to do. I have kids that I like to spend time with, so we'll do that. But then go around the state. I'll likely campaign with Senator McCain. I'll probably make a trip to the border. I do every couple of months, meet with the ranchers and others there.
Have you always been to the convention in the past?
I have, since I've been in elected office.
That's going to be weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But there's plenty to do, and a lot of people, I mean, it's not a, we have no official role. So we don't have to go, and in this instance, I think I have more important things to do.
Senator Flake, thanks very much.
You bet.
Jeff Flake is a Republican senator from Arizona. By the way, we did invite Donald Trump on the program this week. He declined. The invitation remains open.